I'm Marek Reitman, Design Director for Aston Martin. Aston Martin really stands for excellence in design. We spend a lot of time creating the cars to have a fabulous stance, fabulous bodies, beautiful lines. We really scrutinize those lines. So it's important that any contact that a customer has with the car, we try and convey that. So we're going to look at three stages of the experience of Aston Martin: online, in the dealership, and then ownership.
Hi, my name's Paul Bishop. I'm the MD of Splendid, a design consultancy based in London, who work on basically designing connected digital experiences. And what we're going to show you first is the Silverlight website for Aston Martin. So what we've got here is a full 3D model, rendered model of the car that we created back in London in a, basically what we're trying to recreate a dealer environment. So this car, the idea is creating something that looks exactly like the real thing, but in a completely virtual environment.
I mean, it's so important, as I mentioned, that we spend so much time developing these surfaces that the first point of contact online with the car is it feels emotive. It feels like a real product. You can actually see the light lines on the car.
So if you imagine I'm going to go and buy an Aston Martin, which I wish I was, we're going to explore the car. So imagine going to the dealers and basically walking around the car. So the dealer might point out some various points of interest in the car, wheels, brakes, those kind of things. But I always start with the color. So let's look at the paint.
And paint, again, is so important. Color choice for our customers is very important. We have circa 2.5 billion different variations of color and combinations of color. And obviously, when you decide to buy your Aston Martins, thank you, you're going to choose the color first. So we have our contemporary range, we have Fast Track, but we also have very special paint colors as well to highlight the body lines.
So I want to feel pretty special, so I'm going to go for Fire Red and apply that to the car. So you can see the car's changed. So what we haven't done here is just tinted a silver version of the car. This is a full new model, so all the light, all the textures are based exactly on the color of the Aston Martin. So I've chosen a color I like for the external view of the car. So what about having a look at the interior, which is obviously where I spend most of my time?
And interior is, again, very, very important part of an Aston Martin. If you think about the various forms of leather, the grains of leather, how we can configure that, how many variations there will be, the mixture of Alcantaras and leathers, the stitching, the carbon fiber, the brushing or the polishing of the real aluminium parts. There's true craftsmanship in an Aston Martin interior, and we really need to highlight that.
So what we're using here is the Silverlight Deep Zoom technology to actually really zoom in on the image here. So this is, I think, was about an 18 gig photograph, so it's not huge, but it's reasonably big. But you can basically go in and see all the stitching. You can see that there's different stitching here, which you can specify in about 10 different colors. You can specify different types of carbon fiber. This gives you people buying an Aston Martin a really true experience of what it's like to sit in the cabin of a premium sports car. So one of the most important things about the DBS is it's been inspired by a race car, the DBR9. So how do I find out about what's inspired this car?
And its inspiration, as Paul says, comes from the DBR9. It's a thoroughbred of racing, and the DBS is its road-going version. There's one important aspect of that. Obviously, you need to be able to stop the car. The brakes are so important. The DBS has these fabulous carbon ceramic brake discs, so you really want to have a look at that and choose a wheel that would offset and make you really look at those brakes.
So let's look at the wheels, and we've chosen the same color, the same options picker as we used before. But you can basically look through the wheels, you can look at the suspension, you can look at the brakes. You can flip items to see, you know, what size wheels it's got, what tires it's got. But you can also look at video, which gives you a really immersive view of what it actually means when we say it's inspired by the DBR9. So you can see here the DBS and the car that inspired it, which I'd quite like to have in my garage personally. But what we want to do here is choose a 5-spoke wheel, which hasn't actually gone to market yet, and obviously sets those carbon ceramic brakes off a treat. So let's apply that to the car. And you can see that the model has changed. You can spin that around and have a really good look at the wheels. So I'm pretty happy with this configuration. So what I'm going to do is save that. And what this has done is saved it to a My Aston Martin area, which allows me to store and configure as many cars as I want. So I can send these to friends. I can say, what do you think of these colors? I was thinking of these wheels. I can also send this to a dealer and say, can I come in this Saturday and talk about these cars with you? But I can also specify videos that I want to save to basically create my own video channel, which allows me to then share with friends and get a really good understanding of what Aston Martin's all about. So that was the online experience, and that obviously then has to translate to the dealer experience. So what Marek's got in his hand here is a Samsung UMPC running a WPF application that then controls an XNA model. So this is using full live 3D, which basically creates lighting textures dynamically as we can change. So we can change color, lighting, all those kind of things live.
So Paul's now come into the dealership, and as you can see, I've got a 2 o'clock appointment to sell Paul a car. He's not Ian Fleming, as it says above. And obviously this was the car that he spec'd online, but there are various choices that we can still go through. If I just click on the car, we can then look at the hotspots on the car, and we can go through our bespoke color range. So if Paul comes into the dealership wearing a pink shirt, we can actually spec the car in exactly the same pink of Paul's shirt. Not that I would recommend that. I'd actually go for something around this way. We can then look around the car, and we can actually rotate the car. We can zoom into various areas on the car. And as we spin back, we can then look at the car in reality. So we've now spec'd the car, we've configured the car. We want to talk to you a little bit and show you something about what we could possibly do in the future to really improve the experience, the ride and drive experience of an Aston Martin with true telemetry. So let's have a look at that video.